This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the watchman's report. The patterns are tightening. The signs, once faint whispers, now resonate with the force of a gathering storm. We observe a world fracturing, not along predictable geopolitical lines, but according to the ancient prophecies, a world responding to the judgments of Yahuwah and a covenant people awakening to their inheritance. The enemy believes they are building empires, but they are merely constructing their own tombs. Consider the digital chains being forged in Silicon Valley. They speak of connection, of innovation, but their true purpose is domination. They are the modern sultans of Edom, wielding algorithms and data as weapons to control thought and suppress the truth. This isn't about improving our lives. It's about building profiles, predicting behavior, and ultimately, enslaving humanity. Deuteronomy 28 speaks of a time when Israel would be subjected to a yoke of iron, and these digital chains are its modern manifestation. They seek to bind the nations, but their primary target is the awakening of scattered Israel, the remnant who remember the covenant. And the nations predictably align for conflict. The so-called international community, a construct of Edomite power, accelerates toward a precipice. This isn't spontaneous tribalism. It's a calculated orchestration of chaos designed to solidify control. For generations, we have endured exile, scattered amongst the nations as consequence of disobedience. Now, as the end draws near, these forces tighten their grip, leveraging fear and division. The pursuit of profit through war, a hallmark of this wicked system, fuels the endless cycle of violence. But Yahuwah is not powerless. He is the righteous judge, and these judgments are unfolding according to His perfect timing, a sifting of the nations to prepare for the restoration. Look to Lebanon. Israel deliberately exacerbates tensions, pushing the nation toward a repeat of its brutal civil war. This isn't a spontaneous eruption, but a calculated provocation. Prime Minister Netanyahu seeks to exploit ensuing chaos to enact a permanent occupation, a brazen attempt to rewrite the boundaries established by Yahuwah. The modern state of Israel does not seek peace. It seeks dominion. This aggression is but one facet of a larger pattern of judgment. Edom, in its various manifestations, continues to defy Yahuwah's decrees and oppress the nations. The destabilization of Lebanon serves their agenda of control, while hindering the restoration of Israel. Scattered Israel must understand that these events aren't merely geopolitical occurrences, but prophetic fulfillments, echoes of the curses detailed in Deuteronomy 28. Even the economic foundations of Edom are beginning to crumble. The UAE's withdrawal from OPEC isn't simply a strategic economic maneuver. It's a loosening of the grip Edom holds over the wealth of the earth. For generations, OPEC has been a tool of Arab political control, a covenant of allegiance that served to maintain Edom's dominance. The UAE's decision is an assertion of independence, a declaration that they will no longer be bound. Israel and the United States urge attention, but their concern is self-preservation, a desperate attempt to maintain waning influence. They do not concern themselves with the righteous order of Yahuwah, nor the restoration of Israel. This fracturing within Edom is a fulfillment of Amos 1:9-10, a sign that economic judgment is descending. And now, the escalating conflict along the northern border. Hezbollah strikes wounded IDF soldiers, a predictable consequence of Israel's relentless aggression. The IDF, an instrument of this illegitimate regime, attempts to project strength while crumbling from within. Hezbollah's actions are a direct result of Israel's disregard for boundaries. The modern state of Israel mistakes military advantage for divine favor and economic power for covenant keeping. This escalation is a stark warning to scattered Israel. The time of reckoning is near. The world witnesses the unfolding drama, but few understand the spiritual warfare at play. We are not called to rejoice in conflict, but to recognize it as a sign of the times, a confirmation that Yahuwah is moving according to His plan. Jeremiah 8:22 warns us of the false healers, those who promise restoration while deepening the wound. The world offers substitutes for true discernment, relying on systems of control rather than the guidance of Ruach HaKodesh. The patterns are clear. The judgments are unfolding. The time is at hand. Yahuwah is revealing the true nature of Edom, exposing their schemes and preparing the way for the restoration of His covenant people. This isn't a time for fear but for faith, a time for discernment and a time for preparation. Yahusha reigns, sovereign over all kingdoms, and His kingdom will ultimately prevail. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.